Every Tuesday, we like to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. How are we doing, Rod?
Going well, Bert. How did you enjoy the rugby down at Singleton on the weekend?
It was a great day. Wonderful group of people down there at Singleton Rugby Park. A little piece of heaven in that part of the world. And three games of rugby. It was fantastic. More than happy to go down there any time.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of rivalry between Muswellbrook and Singleton from history.
Ease up, all right. This is a friendly show, mate. We'll get into that another time. All right, tell me about the Upper Hunter Youth Services building.
Okay, so we're a step closer from the Upper Hunter Youth Services headquarters, and youth services in the local shire are extremely important to us because youth issues are always an ongoing topic of conversation, and the more effort you can put into it, the better results you get. So, but thanks to the state government's Stronger Country Communities Fund and support from council, that will start to happen. $500,000 was obtained in grant for the purpose-built youth centre, and the youth centre is actually a project in partnership between council, Upper Hunter Youth Services, and the Hunter Valley Police District. So the design's been done, and the DA's been lodged, and the youth centre will create an inclusive environment where the needs of young people are met. And there's nothing as rewarding as a game with regards to youth, seeing them reach their full potential and for them to be the best they can be.
Thoroughly agree with you. Thoroughly agree. Now, I'm looking at my notes and I'm thinking, have I written down my name when I want to become a country singer? Because I've got Smoky Chimneys here.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, actually, the council actually has the ability to help you out there, Bear.
Really?
We have a sustainability unit that can help residents reduce harmful emissions from smoky chimneys. And people might not realise that smoky chimneys produce 7 times as much particle pollution as cars.
Whoa.
And residents are often unaware of the potential health hazards associated with excessive smoke from household wood heaters. And so, as an option, that you can cause by airflow, increase the airflow at the start, reduces this, add more wood, regular cleaning of the chimney flue, use dry seasoned wood, and only in your wood burner, and never burn rubbish in your fire. And the council staff are available to inspect, monitor, and provide advice to local homeowners who have any ongoing problems with a smoky chimney. And the Building and Planning Development section of the council website has some more information with regards to oil and wood burning heaters, and that's on the council site at www.muswellbrook.newsouthwales.gov.au.
In my mind, when we talk about this, I imagine the person comes round will be some sort of a Dickensian character from the 18th century. Come to have a look at your chimney, Governor.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think Dick Van Dyke can be there and sing a little song either.
Well, it's just the way my mind thinks. All right. Now, this month is a very special month for some animals, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. So July is National Desexing Month, and local vets have joined with the initiative of the National Desexing Network to promote desexing and other special deals for desexing, and actually offer, desexing deals in July, which is just prior to the spring breeding season. And desexing actually improves your pet's health and longevity and avoids large vet bills from all the health complications and that come from an undesexed pet, and prevents unwanted litters ending up in pounds or shelters. So you can actually visit the National Desexing Network site or visit the local vet and they'll be able to bring you up to speed.
Please be responsible and do something about that. Now, just lastly, I wanted to ask, I still see a few political signs still up from the by-election that had been well over a month ago now. Can I mention it to the Rangers? Will the Rangers do something if I ask them to?
Oh, I'm not sure that what they can do, but you certainly shouldn't be backward and coming forward and asking them to at least communicate with the people that put those particular things up and ask if they could have them removed. It is an ongoing issue. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
I can actually remember one many years ago that you came into Muswellbrook from Dem, and there was a sign up a tree out there, which was about 6 metres up the tree, and it was there for about 3 or 4 years. It was actually advertising a rose tattoo concert. And That was a point of interest for many years.
Well, we'd like to see them come down a little sooner than that. And I'm not asking the Rangers to pull them down. I just figured that they would be the ones to contact various political parties and say, oi, it's now verging on permanent advertising. You need to either pay up or get them down.
I'll raise it with the council officers and see what we can do.
Can't ask for anything better than that. Deputy Mayor of the Muswellbrook Shire, Rod Sculls, thanks as always, mate.
Okay, thanks, mate.